好，弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace and brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典，我们又能再聚在一起，我们同心合一来敬拜我们的主。
Thanks to the grace of our Lord, so we can come before Him to give our worship today.
我们先来低头，来一起祷告。
Let's first pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前，感谢你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we come before you to praise you.
感谢你设定这个主日，让你的儿女同心合一。来敬拜你。
We thank you for set up today so that we can worship you.
感谢你让每个弟兄姐妹，我们能够有一颗爱主的心。
We thank you for giving a heart that to love our God.
我们能够一颗渴慕你话语的心。
And also a heart that we can long for your word.
天父，当我们来到你面前听主你的话语时，求主你开我们，打开我们的心。
Oh Heavenly Father, as we listen to your word.We ask you open our heart.
求主你的圣灵，你在我们中间用行，赐下你的同在。
And may your spirit work among us and also give us your presence.
教导我们能够明白你的话语。
And teach us to understand your word.
主，我们谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray all this in the victorious name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
哦、我们上次的信息我们讲到呢，早在主前2000多年，神就拣选了亚伯拉罕并与他立约。
In the last week's message, we talked about 2,000 years ago before Christ, God has chosen Abraham and also have a covenant with him.
应许要把他的救恩透过以色列人赐给万国万民。
He promisedTo give the salvation to the all the nations, all the people through Israelites.
亚伯拉罕信神的话，神就称他为义。
Abraham believed in God, and God called him righteous.
那后来神又通过摩西，那么与以色列人立约。
Later, God also established a covenant through Moses.With Israel,
赐下律法给他们。
He gave them the law.
目的是让他们知罪，等候神所预备的救主弥赛亚的到来。
The purpose is let them know they are sinful, and wait for the salvation from Messiah.
然而，当他们盼望的弥赛亚耶稣基督真正到来时，以色列人却拒绝福音。
However, when Messiah Jesus Christ came, the Israelites rejected.The gospel.
他们不愿意接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
They don't want to accept Jesus Christ as their savior.
他们要持守他们的传统，要靠守律法来称义。
They want to keep their tradition and they want to be justified by observing the law.
要想靠他们的行为来得救。
So they want to be saved by deed.
他们之所以这样，是因为不明白神的义，想立他们自己的义。
The reason they are doing this is they don't understand God's righteousness. They want to just have their own righteousness.
以色列人自以为自己是神的选民，有律法，有亚伯拉罕就够了。
The Israelites think that because they are God's chosen people, they had the law, they had Abraham, and all this is enough.
靠这些就可以得救了。
And they can be saved by these.
以至于他们把救主耶稣基督当作是他们的绊脚石。
So as a result, Jesus Christ is a stumbling block for them.
他们不知道神在他们全部在他全部的救恩计划里面是要他们因着神的恩典，借着神所赐的信心来称义，从而得到这个救恩。
They did not know that God's complete salvation is.Let them because of God's grace and also through the faith that God gives them, so they can be righteous and gain the and attain the salvation.
然而以色列人却想靠自己来行律法就可以成为完全的人。
But the Israelites want to exercise the law so that they can be a complete man.
就可以称义得救了。
Then they can be saved or justified.
然而事实证明他们根本不能遵行全部的律法。
But the fact is that they cannot obey the the complete law.
所以他们也就没有得着神的救恩。
So they end up with, they didn't get God's salvation.
因为他们是在追求律法的义，反而他们得不着律法的义。
Because they are pursuing the righteousness from the law, so they didn't get it.
说到这里呢，我们自然会问。
So speaking of this, we naturally ask.
那么到底怎么样才能得着这个救恩呢？
How can we attain the salvation?
所以我们就通过今天的信息呢，我们会看到。
So through today's message, we'll see.
要想得到神所预备的救恩。
If we want to get the salvation from God.
那么需要同时满足两个条件。
It has to satisfy two conditions.
那么第一就是要依靠耶稣基督成就的义。
The first one is to rely on the righteousness, that Christ fulfilled.
第二也要借着神所赐我们辛苦如一一致的信心。
Secondly, it must be through consistent faith.
那么我们就先来看第一方面，就是我们得救呢必须要靠耶稣基督所成就的义。
Let's see the first point. It must be by the righteousness Christ.Fulfilled.
那这在第四节到第八节。
And this is from verse 4 through 8.
我们先来看第四节。
So let's read verse 4.
他说律法的总结就是基督使凡信他的都得着义。
For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
那么什么叫律法的总结就是基督呢？
Why is called the end of the law for righteousness is Christ.
那么从神的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身来到人间。
From the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and He incarnate to the world.
那么到他在十字架上受死，第三日复活，然后升天，降下圣灵。
He died on the cross and raised on the third day, then ascended to the heaven.
他完成了救恩，整个律法时代就结束在了耶稣基督的身上。
And then he completed the salvation, and all the Old Testament era end by the Jesus Christ, and then a new era of New Testament of grace starts.
那么从此就开始进入了新约恩典的时代。
And then this is the grace period of New Testament.
那么律法总结在基督的身上，是因为他来了，他传天国的福音。
The law ends in Christ because He came and He preached the truth of heaven's kingdom.
他让人看见神把救得救的标准立在那里了。
He let the people see that God has set up the standard of salvation.
就是神的律法。
And that is God's law.
然后他让人承认我们无法达到这个标准所有的要求。
And then he let people see that there's no way for us to attain the standard.
于是呢，神就差遣他的儿子道成肉身来为人预备了一条得救的途径。
Therefore, God sent His Son to be incarnate and to prepare a way for salvation.
那么通过这条途径，我们就可以知罪，并且胜过我们的罪。
Through this way.We can acknowledge and overcome our sin.
那是什么途径呢？
And what is this way?
就是透过耶稣基督，透过耶稣基督在十字架上的代赎。
And this is through Jesus Christ, and also through the atonement of Christ who died on the cross.
人带着一个罪的生命遇见这位圣洁的神。
The man with a sinful life met the holy God.
耶稣基督为人的罪付上代价，流出宝血。
Jesus Christ paid the price for our sin, and His precious blood has shed.
用他的代赎替我们担当了罪该当受的刑罚。
And His death took the punishment that our sin deserved.
那么这样呢，神的公义就被满足了。
This way, God's justice is satisfied.
因为根据神公义的属性，罪是要对付的，罪人是要被审判的。
Because according to the attribute of God's just, the sin need to be treated, and the sinners need to be judged.
但是因着耶稣基督他的代赎，因他受的鞭伤，我们就得医治；因他受的刑罚，我们就得平安。
but because the atonement from Jesus Christ, and with his wound we are healed, and with the punishment against him, and this brought bring peace.
这样神的公义被满足，神跟人的关系就恢复了。
This way, God's justice is satisfied, and God's relation with human is restored.
这就是神的救恩。
And this is the salvation of God.
那么他在这个关系恢复之后呢，神再度介入我们人类的生命之中。
Once this relationship is restored, God will intervene in the life of human again.
当主耶稣复活升天以后，圣灵降下来，神就与人永远同在，直到耶稣基督的再来。
When Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit descends, and God is with people forever.
那么他通过重生的圣灵在我们里面内住，律法不再是刻在石板上，而是刻在了我们的心板上。
The Holy Spirit, which regenerated us, indwell with in us. The law is no longer put on the table of stone, but is put in the heart, the table of our heart.
所以今天我们每位重生得救的神的儿女，我们靠着神赐给我们的圣灵，天天在主的面前，就可以活出那个新的生命来。
So each of us living a new life in front of God every day, because we are relying on the Spirit that God gave us.
于是我们就可以从知罪到胜过我们的罪，我们的生命就一天一天的来改变。
So that our life changes every day, which is go from convicting sin to overcoming sin.
那么作为罪人，我们做不到完全遵守律法。
As sinners, we cannot completely observe the law.
但耶稣基督活在世上的时候，他是一个完全的人，他把律法所有的要求全部做到了。
But we know Jesus, when he lived in the world, he is a complete man, perfect man, and he has done everything the law requires.
那这样呢，我们靠着他的恩典，因着圣灵所赐的能力，我们就可以活出一个讨神喜悦的生命来。
Then by his grace and also by the power through the Spirit, so we can live a life that pleasing to God.
所以这节经文下面接着说，是凡信他的都得着义。
So the next one says, whoever believe will have righteousness.
那么信他是信什么呢？
We believe in him. What do we do? What do we believe?
就是信耶稣所预备的救恩，接受耶稣基督所预备的救恩。
That means we believe the salvation prepared by Jesus, and also accept the salvation prepared by Jesus.
因着神的恩典，借着神赐我们的信心。
Because of God's grace, and also through the faith that God gave us.
那么我们就可以在耶稣基督里，我们可以活出一个新的生命。
We can live a life, a new life through in Jesus.
白白的接受神所赐给我们、神所预备的救恩。
And freely accept the salvation that God prepared for us.
那么有这样信心的人，就得着了基督所成就的义。
Whoever has such faith will have the righteousness from Christ.
当然，保罗在这里不是说凡行律法的人就得着义。
Paul didn't say that whoever practices the law will have righteousness.
所以他是说，说信耶稣的人就会得着义。
He says those believing Christ will have the righteousness.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这节经文也让我们看到。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this passage let us know.
所以不管一个人在社会地位有多高。
No matter how important position you may hold,
他的财富有多么厉害
，and how rich you are,
他的学识有多么强
，and how strong is your knowledge.
那么所有的这一切都换不来这个义。
All this cannot be exchanged to righteousness.
只有谦卑的来到主的面前
，only we should humbly come before the Lord,
才能白白的领受神赐的这个恩典。
And then we can freely accept the God's grace.
所以神让我们借着律法看见。
And through the law, God let us to see.
原来在那个标准下，我们都是不完全的人。
And all of us are not complete with that standard.
于是我们只能谦卑地来到神的面前。
So we can only humbly come before God.
领受他为我们预备的救恩。
And accept the grace that he prepared for us.
但是虽然我们是靠着神的恩典得救，但是基督徒并不是说不讲外在的行为。
Even though we are saved by God's grace, Christians are not to be ignorant of the good deeds.
我们是先跟神恢复这种美好的关系。
We first restore the relationship with God.
我们才能得到一个新生的样式。
And then we can have a new life.
我们才会，我们的罪才会得到赦免。
And our sin can be forgiven.
所以因着这些新生命，
Because of this new life,
我们以后我们的生命才会一步一步的流露出这个新生命当有的美好的见证来。
So our life will gradually reveal the beautiful testimony that the new life should have.
所以讲到这里，我们可能会问：既然耶稣基督为世人成就了这么美好的救恩，白白的得到，那么为什么以色列人还要持守他们热心守律法的这样来称义呢
？Then we may ask.Now, since Jesus Christ has prepared so beautiful salvation for the world, why the Israelites still insist on being justified by keeping the law?
那么这里面第五节就告诉我们，他们就是因为摩西写着说，人若行那出于律法的义，就必因此活着。
Verse 5, for Moses write about the righteousness that is based on the law.But the person who does the commandments shall live by them.
那么神是透过摩西告诉以色列人这样的这个命令。
God tells the Israelites of such commands through Moses.
那么其实以色列人他们好像是跟上这条命令就往下做。
It seems that Israelites was following this command.
其实这是以色列人误解了神赐下律法的目的。
But they actually misunderstood the purpose of.The law.
神赐下律法是让人知道自己做不到，叫人知罪。
The reason that God give the law is let the people know that they cannot do it, and let the people know their sinners.
老老实实谦卑下来，寻求神的帮助。
So they need to humble and seeking for God's help.
那么这句话呢，是保罗从利未记十八章五节引用的。
And this passage is actually Paul quotes from Leviticus.Chapter 18, verse 5.
他说：“所以你们要守我的律例典章。人若遵行，就必因此活着。我是耶和华。”
You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am the Lord.
所以这里面的说律例典章，那么就是包括神的全部的律法。
And here's a talk about the statutes and the rules, that means all the laws.
那么这句话的意思就是呢，一个人如果他靠自己能够完全活出律法要求的话。
The meaning of this is if someone who read by himself, who can completely leave the law, and then this person can be called righteous.
那么这个人就可以称义了，就可以永远的活着了。
And this guy can be called righteousness, and he can live forever.
他就不会被定罪了，因为他已经靠自己可以得胜了。
And he will not be convicted because he by himself he's already overcome the sin.
那么神这样告诉以色列人，乃是叫他们通过自己的亲身经历承认律法定出的标准。他们根本做不到。
The reason that God tells Israel is let them through their own experience, they will acknowledge that the standard given by the law, they cannot attain it.
那么就是让他们来学习谦卑，学习依靠神，学习顺服神。
So God led them to learn to be obedient, to be humble.
那么既然人靠自己不能行出律法要求的义，那该怎么办呢
？Because man cannot rely on themselves to observe the law. What what we can do.
因为神早就知道人做不到。
God knew we cannot do it.
所以神早就为我们预备了出于信心的义。
So God prepared us the righteousness which is come from faith.
因为出于律法的义，人靠律法是做不到的。
Because man cannot practice a law to get the righteousness.
那么所以这里面他神就说他已早就给我们预备了信心，这个出于信心的义。
That is why he prepared the righteousness out of faith.
这就是第六节到第七节他这里面告诉我们的，他说唯有出于信心的义如此说，你不要心里说谁要升到天上去呢，就是要领下基督来，谁要下到阴间去呢，就是要领基督从死里上来。
That's verse 6-7. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down.All who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead.
那么这段话呢，是从《生命记》30:11-14引用的。
And this is quoted from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30:11-14.
保罗只是引用了其中的部分语句。
Paul quoted a portion of it.
而也加上了他对这段经文的一个解释。
And he also added the explanation.
那么目的是让新约时代的人没有任何借口来拒绝耶稣基督是自家救赎的恩典。
His purpose is let the people in the New Testament era to have no excuse to reject the salvation through Jesus Christ.
他在这里说，唯有出于信心的义，不是靠行为称义。也不需要靠行为称义。
And he says, we are justified only through faith and not by deeds. And there is no need by doing the deeds.
那么也许呢，拒绝福音的以色列人就会和神有这样的争辩。
Maybe those Israelites who reject the gospel may argue with God.
他们可能说，我们知道自己活不出律法的标准。
They say, we know that we cannot live by the standard of the law.
我们想求神的儿子耶稣基督满足律法的要求。
So we ask your son, Jesus, Christ, to satisfy what's required by the law.
但是他在天上，我们在地下，没有人能领他下到地上。
But he's up in the heaven, and nobody can bring him down to the earth.
所以我们只能靠自己了。
So therefore, we only rely on ourselves.
但是这里出于信心的义在回答，是说不需要，你们不需要升到天上去，因为神已经主动的差遣他的儿子道成肉身来到了人间。
But the righteousness through faith says, no, you don't. You don't need to go to the heavens because God has taken the initiative move to send his son, the word, into the human world.
那么那些拒绝福音的以色列人可能又会说，主啊，现在耶稣基督已经死了，他是在阴间，没有人能领他上到地上来。
Those who reject the gospel may also tell God that Lord, now Jesus Christ died for us, but he's in the heat. Nobody can bring him up.
我们不知道他的代赎是不是你能接受。
We don't know that his atonement is actually accepted by you.
那么出于信心的义又在回答他们说不需要，神自己已经让耶稣基督从死里复活了，他接纳了耶稣基督作为罪人的代赎。
The righteousness out of faith would say, no, no need. God already let Jesus Christ raise from the dead. He has accepted the atonement.Of Jesus Christ.
那么保罗这里是要告诉以色列人，要得着出于信心的义，并不需要穿越宇宙的冒险行程来去寻找耶稣基督。
All Paul is telling the Israelites here is to attain the righteousness out of faith. You don't need to have adventurous journeys across the universe.
那么神知道人的有限有罪，人的软弱无力。
God knows that humans are finite and are sinful. They are weak and incapable.
所以神怜悯我们。
So God have mercy on us.
神没有站在旁边，那么 来这个看人类苦苦的挣扎。
God did not stand by and see how we struggled.
反而他从天上差遣他的爱子来到人间。
But he sent his loving son to this world from the heaven.
为我们取了肉身的形状。
And he took the form of the flesh.
然后为我们的罪死在十字架上，完成了救恩。
And he died on the cross for our sins and accomplished the salvation.
他死后三日，第三天复活。
He was raised on the third day.
我们的天父悦纳接受耶稣基督代赎的工作。
And our Heavenly Father accept his atoning work.
那么耶稣基督的复活就标志着他完全成就了神为我们预备的救恩。
Jesus' resurrection represents the salvation.
所以我们也知道呢，主耶稣基督在十字架上说的最后一句话是什么呢？
We know the last sentence that Jesus said on the cross.
他说成了。
He said it's finished.
那么他成了什么呢？
What is being finished?
他完成了救恩。
He accomplished the salvation.
因为没有死就没有复活。
Because if there's no death, there's no resurrection.
所以神的儿子他死，他必然复活。
God's son was dead and he must resurrect.
也就是说死了就预示着救恩的成就。
And this means death is represents the completion of salvation.
那么这是耶稣自己他做成的。
This is what Jesus accomplished.
这全部是从神主动的单方面的积极的安排。
And this is an arrangement from God who initiates.Unilateral arrange.
那么人在这样的救恩面前，我们只能做的是什么呢？
And what we can do in front of such salvation?
我们只能安静下来，只能谦卑下来。
We can only quiet down and we can only humble ourselves.
带着感恩的心来领受神这份救恩。
And we can only accept with a grateful heart.
也就是说，因着神的恩典，借着神赐我们的信心，我们才能进入到神所预备的救恩里面。
That is, by the grace through faith, we can enter into the salvation.
那么既然出于信心的义，所以我们不需要自己去找基督。
And because the righteousness out of faith says we don't need to look for Christ by ourselves.
那他让我们做什么呢？
Then what he let us do?
那么第八节这里面就告诉我们说，他到底怎么说呢？他说这道离你不远，正在你的口里，在你心里，就是我所传信主的道。
That's verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim.
保罗告诉这些不信的，想用守律法称义的以色列人，想告诉他自己的同胞说。
Paul tells his fellow brothers who want to keep the law.
那么他说不要上天下地去找这个没有这个道没有离你们这么远。
Do not try to go to the heaven or anywhere else to look for, and this word is not far from you.
就是现在耶稣基督所成就的使徒和门徒所传的这个恩惠的福音。
It is the gospel of grace that is now accomplished by Jesus Christ.It's also proclaimed by the apostles and disciples of Christ.
他告诉他的同胞，我们不可能自己救自己，不可能靠律法来称义。
He tells his fellow brothers that we cannot save ourselves, we cannot be justified through practicing the law.
也就不可能靠行律法来得救。
And so we cannot be saved by practicing the law.
所以只有靠耶稣基督在十字架上成就的义。
Only by the righteous that Jesus accomplished on the cross.
借着神赐我们的信心，才可以活在神的恩典里面。
And through the faith that God gives us, then we can live in the grace of God.
那么这是一种什么样的信心呢？
What kind of faith?
那么这就是主耶稣，那么这段经文下面告诉我们的，这种信心是一种我们心口一致的对神的信心。
That is the faith we'll come to next, which is this.
那么在第九节到第十三节
verse 9 through verse 13
那么九节这里说你若口里认耶稣为主心里信神叫他从死里复活就必得救
Verse 9, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
那么什么叫得救呢？
What is salvation?
那么得救不是说我在某一次布道会上我曾经举过手了。
Being saved is not that you raise your hand in one particular evangelical meeting.
哎，我就得救了。
And then I was saved.
得救也不是说我在某一个教会里面我曾登记为会员，我受洗加入这节教会了，我就得救了。
Being saved is also not you are in some church, you register as a member, and you were baptized and joined that church, then you were saved.
这些都不是得救的标准。
These are not the standards of being saved.
那么得救是什么呢？
And what is the standard of salvation?
标准就是这里面所讲的，口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
The standard is just what described here.Confess Jesus is Lord from your mouth and also believe in your heart.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要接受一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, we must accept one fact.
那就是说耶稣基督恩惠的信仰这一个福音。
The gospel from Jesus Christ by grace.
那么它不是一个外在仪式性的宗教。
It's not a external ritualistic religion.
它不像人所创造的宗教。
It's not like a religion created by human hand.
因为人所创造的宗教有很多时候用各个使用个仪式就可以了。
Because the religion created by man, sometimes a ritual is enough.
那么例如呢，有这些民间宗教。那么今天杀一头猪，在猪嘴里面哎塞颗梨，献给他们的那位神就可以了。
For instance, in some religions, so we can kill a pig and then put a pineapple in the pig's mouth, and that's complete.
那么这样的仪式一结束，也就都交代了。
And if this ritual is done, then it is done.
或者也有这些民间信仰，就说哎，初一十五烧三炷香。哎，早晚拜一拜就可以了。
There's other practices, something like burning the incense from and pray in the morning or evening on the first and the 15th day of the new year.
那么做完这些仪式以后，就万事大吉了。
And if all this is done, then everything is good.
至于我怎么样来生活，我怎么样一个人，你们谁也不用管。
As what kind of people I am, you don't care.
而且呢，有时候你会看到这些人所造的这些宗教有一些很滑稽的事情会出现。
And also sometimes you can see very funny things about this religion.
那么那些拜关公主神庙的人
，For instance, the people who worship 关公，
那么警察也在拜，强盗也在拜，黑道也在拜。
The police is worshiping. The robbers is worshiping.And even the underworld is also worshiping.
那么他们都在拜这位他们视野中的神。
They are all worshiping the God they think that.
大家想想，关公如果真的是他们想象的那样子。
Just imagine if 关公 is like what they imagine.
他该听谁的呢
？What should he listen to?
警察说求他帮助来抓住这些强盗黑道。
The policeman says, "Please help me to capture the robbers."
啊，这些强盗又说，求你帮助我，不要让被警察抓住。
The robber says, "Please help me so that will not be captured by police."
那是关公怎么办呢
？Then what does 关公 do?
他该听谁的呢
？Who should he listen to?
所以这些拜他的人，他都是为了自己的利益、自己的私欲、自己的好处得到满足。
So all the people worshiping here is for their own benefit.
所以他们根本没有一个真正的标准。
They don't have a standard.
但是基督信仰不是这样。
But our Christian religion is not like this.
我们跟神建立的是一种内在的关系。
We are building an internal relation with God.
我们不是靠外在的这些仪式。
It's not by this outside rituals.
而是靠神所赐我们的真实的信心。
It's on the faith that God given us.
靠住在我们里面的圣灵， 它是内在的，它不是外表的。
Also by the Spirit that living in us.
我们信仰的标准乃是从远古到现在永古不变的福音，是圣经的真理。
And this standard is the truth from the Bible, which is forever.
那么曾经听一位牧师讲过这样一个真实的故事。
There's a pastor who shared this story.
他说教会里面有一位弟兄呢，有一次就跟他讲。
He says there's a brother who once talked to him.
他说牧师我要重洗。
And he told the pastor he need to be baptized for the second time.
这位牧师就问他说，哎，你为什么要重洗呢？
The pastor says, why you need another baptism?
所以如果你已经受过洗了，在众人面前宣告过自己是属基督的人了，你洗一次就够了，不需要再洗。
If you are baptized, you already testify in front of people once is enough.
所以这位弟兄就告诉这个牧师说，说牧师你不知道，我的问题是很大的。
And he told the pastor that I have my own problems.
他说我听完你的道以后呢，我就觉得我这个受洗是有问题的。
After I listen to what you preach, I feel my baptism has an issue.
为什么呢？这位弟兄就告诉牧师。
And why he's telling the pastor?
他说他是有一次去陪他的朋友去参加一次洗礼。
He says once I joined a friend's baptism.
他当时还没有信主，还是个慕道友。
At that time, I was not a believer.
但是呢，那次受洗呢，去了受洗的人很少。
On that day, there's very few people who was baptized.
哎，这个教会的人也很热心。
And then there were some people in the church.
就是说，这样这么少的人受洗，好像场面不太好看。
And he told that, you know, today we don't have many people to be baptized.
所以教会里面这些人呢，就问周围问来这些亲人朋友们说，哎，你们有没有谁愿意受洗今天？
So the people from the church asked the friends that who was in the church, anybody are willing to be baptized?
那这位朋友来陪他的这个朋友来参加他的洗礼。
So the guy who was accompanying his friend, and he just got baptized.
所以他说，哎，受洗，你们说我要可以的话，我就跟他一起受洗。
He says, if you want me to be baptized, I will be baptized.
哎，结果他们就说，啊，你愿意就来吧。
So they say if you're willing, and so.
所以这个弟兄就这么不明不白就受洗了。
So he was baptized without knowing what's going on.
所以他越来越生命，当他信了神以后呢，他的生命就越来越成长。
Now he believes he's a believer, so he's he grows in the church.
他也明白人为什么要受洗。
And he understands why he needs a baptism.
他越来越觉得他那个受洗是有问题的。
So that's why he thinks that there's an issue for his baptism.
所以他就来跟牧师讲这件事情。
So that's why he asked, shared with the pastor.
他就告诉他问牧师说，那我这个受洗这个算不算？
So he asked the pastor, was my baptism considered as a official one?
那牧师很认真地跟他讲说，你这个受洗是不算的。
The pastor told him it does not count.
所以你充其量就是在水里面泡了一下。
It's just a dip in water at the best.
跟你的得救毫无关系。
It has nothing to do with whether you are being saved or not.
所以牧师说，最后就给这个弟兄认真的做了重新的洗礼。
So the pastor asked him to be baptized in the second time.
那么受洗呢，我们也都知道是表示我们在众人面前宣告。
The baptism means that you proclaim in front of people.
那么是受洗是一种是一个仪式
，It is a ritual。
但是这个仪式里面还有重大的意义。
But the ritual has more meaning。
它表示如今我已经脱离了撒旦的权势了。
It demonstrates that we are free from Satan's power。
我进到神的国度里面了。
I have entered God's kingdom。
他向世人这样的宣告。
I proclaim that.In front of the world.
那么他承认是一个罪人。
I admit I'm a sinner.
我要靠着我自己是无法得救，我也不能自救。
I cannot be saved by myself, and I cannot self save.
所以我只能依靠耶稣基督，接受他恩惠的福音。
I can only rely on Jesus Christ and accept the gospel of His grace.
那么受洗也是向所有人宣告，从今以后我愿意遵行神的话。
Being baptized is also proclaiming in front of all people that from now on, I'm willing to obey God's word.
活在教会的群体里面，与众弟兄姐妹一起来成长。
And to live in the church community and to be grow up with brothers and sisters in the church.
这是受洗真正的意义。
And this is the true meaning of being baptized.
那么任何人只要带着这样的正确的态度接受洗礼。
If anyone had the baptism with such a correct attitude,
那么那个洗礼对他的一生来说就是一个很重要的祝福。
And that baptism for him is a very important blessing.
可是如果他只是把这当作一个仪式，
But if you think this is only a ritual,
没有考虑到这些的意义，
And you didn't think about the meaning,
那他就失去了受洗的意义了。
And this baptism has lost its meaning.
我们感谢主，我们前几周有四位弟兄姐妹受了洗礼。
And thank the Lord,a few weeks ago, we have four brothers and sisters.
我们也听了他们美好的见证。
And they were baptized, and we have witnessed their testimony.
所以我们也求神继续带领自己为接受洗礼的弟兄姐妹，让他们跟我们在教会中一起服事，一起来成长。
We ask God to be with them and leading them to grow up with the brothers and sisters in the church.
那么这里面也看让我们看到呢，得救有两个很重要的关键。
We can see that salvation has two important key points.
就是说，第一呢，心口一致的要承认耶稣为主。
The first thing is both mouth and hearts unanimously confess of Jesus as Lord.
换句话说，就是从我们得救的那一刻开始，耶稣基督就要成为我生命当中的主了。
In another words, since the moment you were saved, Jesus Christ.Is the Lord of your life?
什么叫生命的主呢？
Why is called the Lord of your life?
生命的主就是以他所说的、他所教导的、他的旨意、他的旨意为我们行事为人的标准。
That means what he says, what he's willing, it will be the standard for what we should act.
那么圣经里面所启示的真理，从那一刻开始就成为我生命里面。行事为人的最高的指导原则。
The truth revealed in the Bible from that moment is the highest guidance principle for me.
所以任何的其他的任何的情形，如果跟神的真理对放在一起，都要服在神的真理下面。
All other things are yield to this principle.
那么这才叫做让耶稣基督做我们生命的主。
This is what means to let Jesus Christ to be the Lord of our life.
那么得救的第二个方面，第二个关键就是要心口一致的相信神叫耶稣基督从死里复活。
The second key point is that both mouth and heart unanimously believe that God has raised him from the dead.
那么在罗马书第一章里面，我们就曾经看到，按圣善的灵说，神让耶稣基督从死里复活，显明他是神的儿子。
In Romans chapter 1 says, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
换句话说，我们要心口一致的相信一个事实。
In other words, we need to unanimously believe one fact.
就是耶稣基督不单单是一个完全的人，他也是一个完全的神。
Jesus Christ is not only a complete human, he is also a complete God.
他是神，但是他来到世上要做一个人。
He is God, but he came to this world to be a man.
那么这就像我们在约翰福音里面看到的，就是道成了肉身，住在我们中间。充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And this is what in John, the Gospel of John chapter 1 says, the word become flesh. He lived among us, the word, and dwell among us full of grace and truth.
那么这也就是太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神的意思。
And also this is the meaning that in the beginning there's word. Word was with God and word was God.
所以呢，得救有两个很重要的环节。
So salvation has two important key points.
所以第一个环节就是耶稣基督是我生命的主。
First, Jesus is the Lord of our life.
那么第二个环节就是耶稣是谁。
The The second point is whom Jesus was.
他不是人所造的一个偶像，他是独一的真神。
He's not an idol that man made. He's the true God.
他是神来做人的那一位。
He is the one that God led him to be man.
是我们预备救恩、成就救恩的那一位。
He is the one who prepared and accomplished the salvation.
所以，如果我们清楚了这两件事情。
If you know these two facts,
让耶稣基督做生命的主
and let Jesus be the Lord of your life,
那么相信耶稣基督是神来做人的那一位
and believe Jesus is the one that God sent to be human,
他是宇宙独一的真神
and he's the only true God in the universe.
如果这些圣经启示的真理我们都真的接受了
if you accept these truths from the Bible,
我们也真正的相信了
and you believe,
并且我们也愿意去带着敬畏的心竭力去遵行
and we also decide to go and obey with reverence
那么我们就是一个得救的人
and then you are a saved person
那么紧接着保罗在这里第十节他说
and then Paul continued
因为人心里相信就可以称义口里承认就可以得救
And if he's justified by believing, and when with the mouth, the one confess and is saved.
这里我们看到了称义与得救之间的一个关系。
And we can see the justification and also salvation.
那么就是透过心口一致的在神面前接受耶稣做主。
That means through the mouth and the heart, this universe, unanimous accept.
那么承认他是神来做人的那一位
and believe that he is the one that God sent to be a man
他以复活的大能显明他就是神的儿子
and also show by his resurrection that he's God's son
并且与他的复活来显明他已经铺平了神与人之间过去那条断绝的那条路
and also through his resurrection he fulfilled the gapThat between man and God, which was broken.
那么因他付的代价，我们就能够与神恢复和好。
Because the price he paid, we can be reconciled with God.
那么在这个情况之下，这样的人他就是一个真正得救的人。
Under this situation, such person he truly believed.
所以后面十一节他就说，凡他说经上说凡信他的人必不至于羞愧
This is why verse 11 says For the scripture says Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame
那么这里是根据以赛亚书28章16节引用的
And this is quoted from Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16
那么什么叫信他的不至于羞愧呢
What that mean for whoever believes in him will not be put to shame
那么其实这个羞愧在原文中的意思是失望。
The original meaning of shame is being disappointed.
也就是说，凡是信真正信靠耶稣基督的人，他是绝对不会失望的。
That means whoever believes in Jesus Christ will not be disappointed.
那么什么叫失望呢
？And what it means by not disappointed?
就是这一个救恩至终必定会成就。
It just means the salvation.Will be accomplished.
它不像我们有时候说啊，我们等人等了老半天也不见人影。
Not like when we wait for somebody and we didn't see him.
但是在耶稣基督拯救我们的事情上，这不会发生。
But in Christ saving, the promise of God will always be fulfilled.
因为神的应许，神一定会成就。
Because God promised, God will accomplish.
那么这个基督的救恩是对谁的呢？
And this salvation, whom the grace of Christ will apply to.
那么十二节就告诉我们说，犹太人和希利人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。
Verse 12, there's no distinction between Jews and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him.
那么他这说是犹太人和希利人。
It says Jewish and Greek.
其实他就是在说全世界各种人。
This is actually the same thing, same as to say all the people in the world.
因为在犹太人的眼中，他们把人类就划分成两种。
Because the Jewish classify the people in this world.
所以一种就是犹太人，一种就是外邦人。
There's only two kinds. One is the Jewish, the other one is the Gentile.
所以任何人只要来到这位宇宙的主宰面前，接受耶稣基督做他的救主和生命主，他就必得救。
So anyone who comes in front of the creator of the universe, he accepts Jesus Christ as his savior and also the Lord of life, he will be saved.
因为在得救的人里面，那么众人，那么都有同一位主，就是耶稣基督。
Because there is only one Lord in all the people who are saved.
那么接着后面的十三节，他说，凡求告主名的就必得救。
And that's what verse 13 says.For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
那么这是引用的从约珥书的二章三十二节引用的一节经文。
This is quoted from the book of Jude, chapter 2, verse 32.
那么保罗在这里就再次强调，就是旧约中已经告诉我们了，那么救恩是为万国万民设立的。
It emphasizes even the Old Testament says salvation is.Prepare for all the countries, all the people.
所以不单单是为了以色列人这个民族。
And not only for the Jewish people.
天下所有的人只要真正的相信耶稣基督，就可以得到这个美好的救恩。
All the people, no matter which race you are, if you believe in Christ, you will get the salvation.
所以我们总结今天的信息呢，我们会看到。
So summarize from today's message.
不管是以色列人还是外邦人
，No matter whether you are a Jewish or you are Gentile，
得到救恩只有一个途径。
To attaining the salvation, there's only one way。
那么这个途径就包括两个方面。
And this way contains two aspects。
一是要依靠耶稣基督所成就的律法所要求的那个义。
One is to rely on the righteousness required by the law fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
而是借着我们心口如一的一致的信心。
And the other one is to accept Jesus Christ as Lord of our life.
那么接受耶稣基督做我们生命的主。
And believing that he is the Lord of our lives.
相信他就是神的儿子。
And believe he is Son of God.
就是为我们死在十字架上的那一位。
And he's the one who died on the cross for our sins.
那么神在神的大能是他第三日复活。
And God's mighty power raised him on the third day.
为我们成就了救赎的大功。
And he accomplished the great work of redemption.
那我们每一个蒙了神这个恩典的人，救恩的人。
So every one of us,
我们都
having the grace from him.
我们都应当把耶稣基督。这个 救赎的福音传给我们周围的人。
So we are to preach the gospel to each one of our neighbors.
让更多的罪人能够听到福音。
So more sinners can have the chance to hear the gospel.
能够靠着耶稣基督的恩典。
So to be because of the grace of Christ.
那么借着神所赐的信心。
And through the faith that the God gives,
能够跟我们一样的进入这个神的拯救的恩典之中
，so that they can too be saved by grace through the faith God gives.
我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and also your mercy.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子来到这个世界上。
We thank you for you giving us your only begotten Son and come to into this world.
把我们这些眼瞎的人，把我们这些悖逆的人，从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
You save us from our transgressions.
主，你真的让我们能够有新的生命。
So you have, you give us new life in you.
你舍弃，你为我们流了宝血，为我们承受了多大的苦难。
You shed your precious blood and suffered for us.
主，你就让我们能够不要徒受你的恩典。
So we can understand that we don't have the salvation, in vain.
让我们真的知道我们你在家你托付在我们生命中的这个交托。
So we have our assurance from you.
就是让我们能够把 我们得到的这个美好的救恩能够让更多的我们周围的这个邻舍，我们的亲人朋友能够知道。
So we can share the gospel to the people in our neighbors and in our communities.
主，让我们真的时时刻刻把这个使命放在我们的心中。
Help us to put all this into our heart.
主，把你的福音传给更多更多的人。
So we can have your gospel, the good news to more people.
让更多的人能够出死入生，出灰暗，出黑暗进光明。
So many people can be gaining life from death and going to light from darkness.
能够让耶稣基督做他们的主，做他们生命的救主。
And Jesus Christ can be the Savior and also the life, the Lord of their life.
让他们脱离各样罪的捆绑。
So they can be free of the bondage of sin.
能够跟我们一同行在主你的道上。
So we can walk in the way with Jesus Christ.
来盼望主你的再来。
And we hope and waiting for your coming again.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.